Chapter 22 Mr. Beverley Moves On.
"Good Lord!" said Bill as he put down the letter.
"I thought you'd say that," murmured Antony.
"Tony, do you mean to say that you knew all this?"
"I guessed some of it. I didn't quite know all of it, of course."
"Good Lord!" said Bill again, and returned to the letter.
In a moment he was looking up again.
"What did you write to him? Was that last night after I'd gone into Stanton?"
"Yes."
"What did you say? That you discovered that Mark was Robert?"
"Yes. At least I said that this morning I should probably telegraph to Mr. Cartwright of Wimpole Street and ask him to—"
Bill burst in eagerly at the top of the sentence. "Yes, now what was that all about? You were so damned Sherlocky yesterday all of a sudden. We'd been doing the thing together all the time, and you'd been telling me everything, and then suddenly you become very mysterious and private and talk enigmatically—is that the word?—about dentists and swimming and the plough and horses and—well, what was it all about? You simply vanished out of sight. I didn't know what on earth we were talking about."